is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sabrina Shaw. U.S. ROTC cadets immerse themselves in Ukrainian culture while volunteering their time. Both ROTC and Ukrainian cadets renovate the Starishi Preschool as part of the Cultural Understanding and Language Proficiency Program. Lieutenant Colonel John Polamas describes how the ROTC work alongside the Ukrainian cadets.
In addition to teaching, helping them with their English proficiency, is we go out and do some of these service projects. So this is the second one we've done so far, where we go to different orphanages or kindergartens, preschools, and we just do service projects.
The ROTC cadets will write a paper about their experiences and earn a college credit. The New York Stock Exchange makes use of today's veteran skills and experiences. NYSE Euronext is one of the many internships the Veteran Associate Program designed strictly for veterans and veteran students. Intern and veteran Lucas Moore describes how his military experience has helped him in this program.
The military really gave me a lot to learning to work in high-pressure situations, and this definitely is similar to the environment we faced in the military. So coming here and being able to adapt to change and being flexible and just being able to run around and go in different directions and manage all of that and deal with that stress was a great thing.
The VAP seeks to address the high unemployment rate among veterans. Army's first four-star female general takes part in a change of command ceremony in Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. General Ann Dunwoody passes the duty of AMC commander to General Dennis Vai and will soon retire after spending over 37 years in uniform. General Dennis Vai is also making history by being the first Signal Corps commander to take control of Army's largest command. That's Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sabrina Shaw.